Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
What have you got on your mind this morning, Pastor? What's eating at you? Hello, Pastor Brent. Are you there? I guess he isn't. Pastor, what, going once, going twice, gone. Okay. Maybe he will call back. Yeah, that's an important tip for all of you would-be broadcasters out there. When you're setting up and getting ready to go, don't have a crooked mic. That's not good. Write that down. In Florida, coming out of Tallahassee, an attorney for a Florida gun rights group has filed a formal ethics complaint against 10 university chiefs of police who have testified against the Floridian campus carry bill. They got in front of the Senate Higher Education Committee on March 16th in opposition to Senate Bill 176, a companion bill to the HB 4005, which would allow those with a valid concealed carry license to carry firearms on campus. I don't understand why that's even a topic of discussion. When do those borders become a force field keeping bad guys out? College campuses are hotbeds of crime. They sell drugs there. You have sexual assaults there. I mean, it's not necessarily that there's a rape culture going on there. It's just lots of targets of opportunity. Hey, but that's okay. Now, here's what happened with these police chiefs in Florida that showed up to say, we don't need... Who we got on hold there? Who we got on hold there, big dog? They showed up because they don't want to have campus carry. This is Chief Darren Baxley from the University of Florida, Chief Terrence Calloway, Florida A&M, Chief David Hendry, University of South Florida, Chief William Hope, Florida Polytechnic University, Chief Linda Stump Koenig, there's a hyphen in there too, University of Florida, Chief Charles Lowe, Florida Atlantic University, Chief Frank Maxey, University of North Florida, there's one in South Florida, one in North Florida. Chief David Perry, Florida State University. Deputy Chief Jim Russell, Florida State University. Why do we have both of those guys from one school? Chief J.D. Withrow, University of South Florida. Now, here's the problem with this. They can show up and testify all day long if they want to. They don't need to show up in their capacity as chiefs of police. They have to be off duty, on leave, or something like that. They can't use state tax money or state money to get them there. They can't use state money in any capacity whatsoever. And they have to register as lobbyists. They failed to do so. According to, Ashley Searcy, a spokeswoman for the Florida State University Police, they said that Chief Perry, and we're talking with Chief Perry, is this Chief David Perry, Florida State University, sent out an email to other police chiefs, and that provided bad information. We're aware that Chief Perry, in an email to the other chiefs, told them they did not have to take leave. We're also aware that several turned in expense reports afterward. You can't, you just can't do that. You can't go out there and you can't be one thing and be two things, according to law in Florida. According to, according to the guy bringing suit, I found it ironic that these chiefs would wear their uniforms, including their firearms, even though they're not supposed to be on duty when they lobbied the legislature. They could have easily been permitted to tell the legislature their views, but they can't use taxpayer dollars and they have to be registered as lobbyists. You know what I like about this? This is them holding them to the rules. They set these rules up in place so that every man can't show up and testify in front of these things. They make it to where there's a little bit of a... is that Pastor Brent again on hold? Is that who? Let's see. Pastor Brent, is this you on hold again?
Hello, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, yes, sir.
Okay, that's good. So, yeah, I hate when there's problems with the board. Yeah, what I was going to say is that, you know what? Yeah, these police chiefs, they need to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law by the federal authorities for breaking the rules. The reason they don't want people to have their CCLs on campus isn't because they're afraid of criminals. They know the criminals are packing without their CCL. No, it's because they're afraid of armed citizens that can put them in their place when stuff hits the fan and when they want to try to take more rights. I love it when they have that thing about the Virginia Tech guy. Oh, he's crazy. He went on a rampage. Well, they don't tell about the kids that went to their car and got their pistols and saved people's lives, you know?
Here's the thing I'm waiting on. There's been numerous rulings saying that you can film police. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
And inevitably, and it's not everybody, it's not all the cops. As a matter of fact, it's a very small majority of the cops, but there's a small majority of them.
Most.
Yeah. There's a low majority of the cops that will get out there, and if they see you filming, they want to get you to stop, or they want to take your phone or your camera or take your memory card or something like that. One of these days, there's going to be a citizens group that's standing there watching this, and when the cops do something that is, you know, it's illegal, you know, it's been ruled that we can do this, when that happens, then the armed citizens group is going to reveal themselves, and I don't know how good that's going to go.
It's good. What they should do is they should have some handcuffs or those zip ties for riots, and they should tackle the cop and they should arrest them. And then what they should do is call the U.S. Marshals or the FBI or somebody and transport. Absolutely. That's exactly what they should do. You know, and the reality is that's what happened at the Bundy Ranch. A bunch of armed former Marines and stuff showed up and said, if you want to do this, you got to do this, you know. And that's what the militia's there for. Because, you know what, the federal authorities are criminal. And the local authorities are deputized to the Homeland Security. So they're playing with people's rights. My rights come from Jesus Christ. They don't come from Uncle Sam. So, you know, they want to keep doing that. You know what? You know, they're declaring war. And, I mean, the police aren't for us, then they're against us. If they don't know what side their bread's buttered on by now, and if they don't smell what's going on, then I don't know what to tell them, because all the things that they've been promised by Big Brother, like the pensions and all this stuff, the reality is that Big Brother's going to renege and say, I'm sorry, national security stuff, we can't pay you. What do you think they're going to do, you know? Come on. So it's their rights also, you know? When they quit the force one day, they're going to be a civilian like us. So you know what? The reality is they're going to
be
the
same dilemma. In my view, they're civilians already. As far as that goes, you know, they're not
supposed to be.
They're civilians already. Well, you know, I'm the boss in my community as far as that goes, and not that I'm elected or anything. I'm not His Honor, but I'm one of the constituents in my area, and as far as I'm concerned, they're civilians that have a specialized job.
Oh yeah, I'd love to be the sheriff, because if I was the sheriff and stuff, I would. I'd wipe them out, you know. I'd send the posse to arrest them and stuff, and we'd have lots of fun, you know. But
Pastor Brent, you can't go around wiping people out.
No, that's not what I'm not talking about violently, but I'm talking about, you know, prostitution stuff. I'd tell them
to get out of
my county and stuff, and I'd say, if you don't leave, you have 30 days legal notice to leave. If you don't leave, sorry, get lost, you know. And I'd figure out what's going on, but you know, it's coming, man. I mean, it's what's coming, it's coming.
And, all right. Thanks for calling. Thanks for giving me a buzz back. I've run out of time on this one. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cue.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour survival skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Aaron Cowan. We're going to talk about when the attack starts. That's a very important part of it. When it starts, what you do when it starts. as an armed citizen it is anyway. But that's coming up next hour. On April 4th, coming out of the UK, The Economist, like all guys, the gun grabbers out there, they'll take three, four different topics and mash them into one because they don't know that it's three or four different topics. And it can be quite confusing. I was on the Tom Hartman show one time, and he wanted to go on an anti-gun rant, and he started out, and by the time he got done, he had conflated three or four different issues together. I didn't know where to start, and I came out sort of flummoxed. But, you know, you never get to talk on their shows anyway, so I just stopped going on his show because he's an idiot. High-ranked idiot nonetheless. He can be high-ranked and be an idiot. The Economist mocked the NRA in their little article. The Economist is a UK publication. It stuns me. It amazes me why they care about what happens over here. Maybe it's because they believe everything they hear from the mainstream media, and they're afraid that if they come over here, they're going to get blown. I don't know. But they've mocked the NRA and Second Amendment supporters with a column that actually pretty much turned out to be an epic fail because it was built on numbers from a debunked Every Town for Gun Safety study about school shootings, which has been debunked over and over again. And on top of that, they decided to go into the M855 category, and they decided to come up and bring this thing up about women being armed for self-defense on college campuses. That's all not one topic, Economist. The Economist quoted the Everytown school numbers where there's been at least 95 shootings at American schools and colleges during the first 2 years after Newtown. And they claim these shootings resulted in 45 deaths. Once again, just because somebody gets shot in the same zip code as a school, that's not a school shooting. Somebody gets shot and stumbles into the playground, that's not a school shooting. And you know, this has been just thoroughly just reamed. They also, and some of the shootings at Everytown noted, never even happened. They just came out of the ether. So, then to the ATF aborted. That's the only time we should ever have to use the word the abortion, by the way. The aborted attempt by the ATF to ban AM-855 ammo from us being able to buy it. They showed this as proof that the gun lobby had successfully pressured the government into leaving police in a vulnerable situation. After all, the ban was focused on the type of bullet that can pierce body armor. We can go all over that one. Let me point one thing out, too. Certain members of the government actually have made the police targets, but they didn't leave the police vulnerable to armor-piercing ammunition. Any more so than if somebody decided to come after them with a deer rifle. Because one man's deer rifle is another man's sniper rifle. The Economist didn't report on that. It's one of the leading groups that proposed the ban was the Fraternal Order of Police. James Pascoe, the FOP president, described the ban as unnecessary. And it has the round in question has never historically posed a threat on law enforcement. But then, after going there, and you know, I don't understand why they meander from topic to topic to topic as if they're all three interconnected. None of these are connected at all. They tried to undercut arguments for arming women on college campuses for self-defense. Now, I got bad news for anybody that would try to disarm women. I think women, above all, should be armed. Above all. I do not think they should be sitting around not being armed. And I, you know, and that's entirely up to the lady in question, of course. I mean, but by the same token, getting out there and telling a female that's on a college campus, do not fear, we have this You're lying to her. Lying through your teeth. Lying through your teeth. Now, The Economist decided to attack this by presenting a Cliff Notes version of Republican arguments for campus carry, then explaining in greater detail University of Texas Chancellor William McRaven's opposition to making it legal for women to carry guns on campus. They cite McRaven's former military service as an attempt to show that if he is opposed to women being armed for self-defense, then that must mean that women being armed for self-defense is not a good idea. I submit this to you humbly. I am a military veteran. I'm very proud to have served you and this country. I would do it again if I were a younger man. However, that makes me an authority on nothing. I know how to shine boots. I know how to spit shine boots. I know how to make my pants leg look like a bell. I know how to do that. But I'm not an authority on anything. And I don't care what rank they attain. I don't care what they... You know, McChrystal, General McChrystal, has come out and said, well, you know, I don't understand the need for assault weapons in the hands of... Bite it, General. You, like me, were hired to do a job. And, you know, actually, as far as I'm concerned, you probably need to keep that view to yourself because you're supposed to be defending the Constitution, not dictating to it. So, you know, William McRaven, military veteran. That means that if he thinks that somebody shouldn't have a gun, they shouldn't have a gun. Not true. And, you know, because I get out there and think every lady should carry a gun, that doesn't mean they should. That's really a decision for them to make. That's just my advice. I'm never going to claim to be the authority on it, and certainly not because I was a military veteran. And in the meantime, on the other side of the pond, on the other side of the Atlantic, the Economist, they're sitting around right now going through a mini meltdown. They are. They do it every day. Just for no reason. And, you know, while they may think that the NRA walks around getting all of these victories, they get very few of them. But nobody declares victory. I've never declared victory. It's a win, possibly, but not a victory. Victory means I don't have to fight anymore. It means that I can move on to something else. I'm never going to get to move on to something else. That's the other piece of stupidity for the Economists. They think that there's a utopia that one or the other can get to. There is none. Because we live in the world of man. Men make it up as they go. The nature of man is still in play. And, you know, it's a fight that will go on forever. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour survival skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up next, Aaron Cowan from Sage Dynamics. We're going to talk space. Space is very important. I'd like to congratulate NPR, because the other day they discovered that black people exist in America and they might want to defend themselves. That's stupendous. It's like finding Mount Everest. It's like summiting Mount Everest for them to have done that. Of course, I am dripping with sarcasm over that. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life, is that for some reason black American people should not want to defend themselves. This little dynamic started, actually came to fruition, I guess, to a certain degree. And I don't understand why I didn't start with David Clark, because David Clark's a black American, but I started with Detroit Police Chief James Craig, who got in there and advised his people, the people living in his jurisdiction, to carry concealed weapons to defend themselves in a city where budget cuts have left the police department grossly underfunded and understaffed. Even if they're not understaffed, they should be, you know, pushing for that, because, you know, now the response time is just longer. He said it was a well-known fact here in Detroit, people didn't have a lot of confidence that when they dialed 911 that the police were going to show up. In fact, we know they didn't. So he endorsed a trend that was already well underway, the trend towards more people carrying legal guns. In the last Pew Research Center poll, 54% of black America supports or sees gun ownership as a good thing. More likely to protect than to harm. And that's up from just 29% just 2 years ago. And that is what has, I mean, Black America, thank you very much for joining us. I mean, you know, now we're mainstream. We're mainstream now because of this demographic joining us. Black America should be carrying guns because Black America, half the murder victims in America are Black. Yes, I know the argument. Bill, they're gangbangers. Well, some of them aren't. Some of them aren't. And I know that half the murderers in America are Black, too, and those are gangbangers, without a doubt. But, you know, Rick Ector, I'm trying to get Rick Ector to come back on the show to talk about this, because they interviewed Rick. I just want to find out if when NPR showed up in Detroit at Rick's Firearms Academy, if they said, so you're a pistol instructor and you're Black. Like, somehow that's an anomaly. Chief Craig and four-term Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee County are two very high-profile Black law enforcement officers, and they're very vocal in their support of the Second Amendment, and so perhaps the views of these highly respected lawmen are making an impact even outside their cities. Then you've got advocates like Mr. Colio Noir, Ken Blanchard. They have been spreading the pro-gun message to Black America, to everybody, for that matter, not just that, you know, that demographic, across the nation. Then you've got racially tinged messages, of armed self-reliance from the new Black Panthers and the Huey P. Newton Gun Club. And they're encouraging Black people to arm themselves. I saw the Huey P. Newton Gun Club, and the only thing I like to do to them is walk up to them and say, I don't know where you got these vests from, but let me give you some advice, and here's some vests for you guys to try. Because some of their equipment, not exactly in keeping with what I would want to wear, and I'm pretty sure it's because they just don't know any better. But I would help them if they would take it. If they would take my help, I'd be happy to help them. Whatever the reason, the trend for gun rights has to be very worrying for gun control supporters, because gun control supporters are the elite liberals. They're you know, these are the coastal liberals that push this stuff. And for Black people to get out there and say, no, I don't need the police initially, this is bad. This is really, really bad. you know, gun control, with no gun control, if there's no gun control, the liberal agenda cannot really reach its zenith. They can try to push it quietly. And like I said yesterday, that for some reason the liberals get out there and they believe that this America, this vitality, this robustness that makes us so unique, just happened. And it just exists. And there's no way no matter what they do, one, if they say it, we're just simply going to do it. And two, everything stays robust while they do it. And that's just not, it's just not working out that way. Gun control is increasingly becoming a tiny vocal movement for very old white, wealthy, coastal liberals. I don't really see how that's going to work. It's not very sustainable. And, you know, one of the things they say about the gun culture is it'll just die off. Because, you see, there's fewer people that own guns now, and they're all old and white and fat, and they're getting older daily, and they own 6,000 guns each, and they're all going to die, and then one day we're going to have all these hundreds of millions of guns just floating in the ether, and then we can turn them into plowshares, you see, because nobody will own them. That's not the case. That's not the case at all. Young females own guns. Young Black people, young Asian people, young Hispanic people own guns. All American citizens. Gun culture 2.0 is coming. I mean, they're here. And they continue to roll on. And I'm waiting. I hope in my lifetime I get to see gun culture 3.0. I'd love to see what that's going to look like. But it's continuing on. And there's no getting around it. And I saw this the other day. I thought this was quite fitting. One of the things I didn't know about Bloomberg is that he maintains a residence in England, in London. And there's some guys in London that are trying to get him to come over and run for mayor of London. I can't think of a better place for him to go. I don't for once. I'm pretty sure that Shannon Watts will attach herself to his left or right leg and be hugging him tightly near the knees, screaming, "No, no, no." And they'll have to reassure, "It's okay, vacuous one. I'm going to continue to bankroll the Moms Demand Attention for Gun Sense. I'm going to continue to bankroll the Every Town for Gun Safety in every town in the U.S. where the moms demand attention from the illegal mayors. I'm going to continue to do it. Don't worry, I'm just going over there because I just can't stand to not be in charge of something." I want to see that cartoon. Somebody draw that for me. If you draw that for me, I'll put it on the wall. Somebody draw me that. Not even grammatically correct. I want it. Yes, but I just got a kick out of it because I saw this NPR article where it was like they discovered black people. And they discovered that black people wanted to defend themselves. Oh, who'd have thunk it? Yeah. Black America, if you are picking up weapons and you want to arm yourself, welcome. Welcome to the fold. Our ranks are varied and huge. And we treasure each and every one of you. And we don't care what you look like. We don't care what your name is. We don't care where you come from. If you're an American citizen today, you are welcome to be here. And if you're a human being, and, we do have to make some allowances for them. And you're trying to become an American human being, and that means assimilate and not take over. Well, then, of course, we'll be looking after you as well. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Attention taxpayers, if you received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back. Something happened in here that I couldn't stop. And on a Monday, or excuse me, on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load, coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. The Americans for Responsible Solutions, what can I tell you? They've decided that the smoking hot way to the way to, in their ceaseless search to push for more gun control, they've decided to push that as a way to fight terrorism. This is one of only 10 proposals that they have, by the way. It's the most egregious in as much as it demonstrates that Giffords and her husband, Mark Kelly, whose brother, by the way, is going up in space for a year. I wish he could take his Mark with him. That they'll stoop to anything, including stuff that's already failed, to get something passed in gun legislation federally. We've seen this with background checks, which Giffords is actively pushing as a way to stop violence, even though her attacker passed a background check to acquire the handgun that he shot her with. And we see it now in the fight, or the push to fight terrorism with gun control, which is taking place in the wake of recent terror attacks in Europe, where Islamists were not hindered in the least by background checks and bans. To obtain a handgun, any kind of gun for that matter, you have to have a squeaky clean black background, extensive knowledge of everything from gun safety to the mating habits of Denmark's wildlife. In Paris, France, where the original psychological check for gun ownership must be followed by yearly check-ins with a doctor in order to keep the gun, terrorists had no problem acquiring the weapons needed to carry out a violent attack against the Charlie Hebdo headquarters. The ease with which they were able to operate in Copenhagen and Paris, acquired firearms. Washington Post was out there. Yes, I did see that. I did see that. The Washington Post was out there saying, I thought background checks were going to keep this from happening, which is a true statement. Yet, they're pushing gun control now from the Americans for Responsible Solutions as a way to make it harder for suspected terrorists to get their guns. They also want new gun laws in gun trafficking, although we already have laws against gun trafficking. Why do we need more laws against something that's illegal? That's my question. A lot of questions being asked about this. It should be asked about this because it's stupid. Suspected terrorists are not going to be hindered by the background check system. We have that already. They're not going to be hindered by it. They weren't hindered in France. They weren't hindered in Denmark. I mean, they have their own conduit, really. They have their own S4, if you will. And this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. It's dumb. It is dumb. Gun control does not control criminals or terrorists. It only controls law-abiding citizens who are not a threat to begin with. There, Gabrielle. I really wish you'd let that sink into your head. Coming from the UN climate chief, I saw this, and this is not necessarily a gun-related issue, unless they decide they want to try to enforce it. The United Nations climate chief, Christiana Figueres, said humanity really should make an effort to reduce global population trends to protect the environment and fight global warming in an interview with Climate One. They're projecting 9 billion people by 2050. And this makes a lot of the tree huggers worry. I don't know why, but it does. Climate One founder Greg Dalton pressed Figueres to whether or not she thinks there are policies to reduce the 9 billion 2050 estimate. Figueres told Dalton in an interview, and I'll get to the point here very shortly. Bear with me. I mean, we all know that we expect 9 billion, right, by 2050. So, yes, obviously, less people would exert less pressure on natural resources. The UN has warned that the whole food, air, water thing may become a problem and will be stretched thin as the global population booms. A recent UN report on water argued that the world would only be able to meet 60% of its water needs in 15 years because of population and economic growth. Aren't they already having water issues in California? Is this something new? The UN said countries will have to increase water prices or recycling programs to accommodate more people. It's always about money is what it boils down to. The UN argued in 2013 that more people should eat insects for protein and help the environment by reducing the demand for traditional meat from cows, chickens, and pigs. They reported insects are everywhere and they reproduce quickly and they have high growth and feed conversion rates and a low environmental footprint. No reason whatsoever they included that in the article because they jumped from that to the 9 billion being a foregone conclusion. Mr. Dalton asked Figueres if that's all, there's no way to change that. She responded that we can definitely change those numbers and really should make every effort to change those numbers because we are already today, already exceeding the planet's planetary carrying capacity today. Say nothing of adding more population that is really going to overextend our capacity. So, yes, we have to do everything possible. Let me tell you something, okay? And, what I'm about to tell you has nothing. I have no scientific basis under which to give it to you. In the world today, we waste more food than we should. If we learn how to better satisfy what we got, if we learn how to better manage what we have, that would go a long way. But getting out there and starting to put a number cap on how many people out there should be alive, I've heard that before. The Weather Underground did that. The Weather Underground did that. And this is all based upon, we've been hearing doom and gloom for our planet forever. In 1970, White House science czar John Holdren argued that the government needed to take measures to reduce population or suffer ecological calamity. That's fine. Bring it. How are you going to do it? How are you going to do it? You're going to open the FEMA camps? I'd love to see that happen. That would be just stupendous. Because I don't know how you're going to maintain that. You'll start it. We'll end it. It won't go very well. Former Vice President Al Gore and Microsoft founder Bill Gates have said fertility management was the key to fighting global warming. Read that to mean abortion. See what I'm saying? Here's the old white liberals, the coastal liberals, coming out for you. They're coming for you. Gore said at the World Economic Forum last winter, I think this was either after he got off of his very highly polluting jet or before, that depressing the rate of child mortality, educating girls, empowering women, and making fertility management ubiquitously available is crucial to the future shape of human civilization. Now, ironically, the chief demographer of the UN has said reducing global population increases will have little to no impact on global warming. See, that's because global warming is a way to take over the world. It creates a new currency with carbon credit. It creates a new world order, if you will, with the people taking control. It means that little backwater countries can dictate to the United States what's going on as we try to buy their carbon credit so we can... it does nothing for population. It just shifts the money around and puts it more so in the hands of the coastal liberals. And, you know, to them all, I say, fine, bring it. Bring it on. Start trying to reduce the population with me. Because I can guarantee you some of the population will get reduced, yeah. And I might get reduced, but I'm going to, you know, the numbers are going to be a little more cold than you think. And I won't be alone. I won't be alone. So, I mean, the UN... UN is like Pinky in the Brain. You remember that? They've always got a plan to take over the world. They always have one. We're going to roll into the next hour. Coming up next, Aaron Cowan from Sage Dynamics. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour survival skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.